Right now, with our next feature on Hooray for Coach's Day, Pete Willems, he is a golf coach, and being an avid golfer myself, looking forward to this interview with Pete, and we're so glad that you could be one of our features today. Pete, first of all, tell us how you got involved in coaching the game of golf.
Well, I just kind of came across an ad, really. I grew up a sports guy and always wanted to make a living out of a sport. I thought that'd be pretty neat, pretty cool, but by the time it came around that I had the opportunity, I had young kids at home, so I couldn't make the jump to a head pro or assistant pro position. So I saw an ad and went and got certified in the Canadian Golf Teachers Federation and became a golf pro. And yeah, I've been doing it for about 15 years now.
That certification, is that is that good for life now, or do you have to recert yourself? Or
you do have to recert yourself. Not necessarily playing ability test anymore, but you just have to keep up on you know, upstanding dues and commitments.
What do you get out of the experience as being a golf coach?
People, first and foremost, you know, the joy of people when they're able to hit their shot or beat their buddies or you know, kind of get a foundation of you know, something good out of the game of the golf, because it is hard and, you know, people struggle with it. And when you see the joy on their face and a little spark goes off, and it's pretty neat. It's rewarding.
Have you experienced a big challenge in your coaching career, like a challenge that comes to mind?
Not really. I mean, the biggest challenge, you know, sometimes people regress a little bit, and you know, or they blame you, or they kind of come back to the next lesson after a couple of weeks, and they say, you told me this and it's really not working. And I didn't say that. And you know, people get frustrated with you sometimes. So, but yeah, not a real challenge. It's been very good, really rewarding.
I got to ask. I want to split off on this topic. Was it a challenge during the pandemic? Obviously, we couldn't golf for quite some time, but were you done for the whole pandemic because of the fact that you were teaching golf lessons?
Kind of the opposite. I mean, other than standing on the range in the heat with a mask and gloves and, you know, being very hot, I'm one of those businesses where I benefited, because that's all people could do is go outside and golf. So I doubled down on my business. It got really busy for me. So.
And you're not just coaching outdoor. You can coach indoor too during the winter. Is that right?
I can. I've only done a little bit of it. I might do something in the future, but I'm so busy in the summer. It's all or nothing. And then by the time winter comes around, I just like to leave it for 5 minutes and watch hockey, because it's a lot in the summer.
Pete, for those individuals who might be interested in getting involved in coaching, and not just talking golf coaching, but any type of coaching, what kind of advice would you give to them?
You have to enjoy it for the people. Do it just for the sport. It's not necessarily going to be a way to go about it. You got to enjoy people and have their success in front of your own. And if you're going to do it, you're not going to be able to play it and enjoy the sport as much as you think you want to.
Is there an accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Not a single accomplishment, but I do get, you know, very much joy. I've had some juniors go on to win. I've had some seniors go on to win. I've had people, you know, win a couple of events. And you know, just like I say, you get a text from a student. They just beat their buddy by 10 strokes, and they've never done that before, and they won $5. And it's really rewarding. It's fun.
Pete, appreciate you taking time out to be here with us today as one of our Hooray for Coaches features. Congratulations on a great career, and keep it going.
Thanks, Chris. Much appreciated.